DENREC and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are restricting access to a 120-foot section of the bulkhead. The walkway nearby experienced some erosion and started to collapse last year, forcing it to be temporarily cordoned off.
But the area has gotten worse this year, and so we had to put up a chain link fence just to restrict access for safety reasons.
That's Steve Rochette with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Philadelphia District Office. He says the Army Corps conducted hydrographic surveys of the site and is using boats to see what's happening underwater.
So what we're seeing from initial findings is that there's a partial slope collapse there beneath the waterline.
He says the likely cause is a deep hole created by tidal activity in the area. Rochette notes people, including fishermen, can access either side of the closed-off area, but Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commissioner Bruce Mears is upset after being told the Corps doesn't have the funds to repair the area immediately.
I think the disappointing thing is the Corps can randomly pull out $12 to $20 million for what I call property protection, which is beach replenishment. Indian River Inlet is not only gorgeous, it's the gem of eastern Sussex County, and it's an inexpensive place where everybody can go to the beach.
The Army Corps says a long-term fix depends on funding availability and the feasibility of solutions to stabilize the section of shoreline. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.